the researchers at HeartMath have actually created a technique called Heart Lock-In, where they are essentially paralleling precisely the same thing that the ancient Essenes have said to us. And I'll just briefly encapsulate this now. This is how we create this feeling in our heart. And remember, feeling is a prayer. So what we're doing is describing the essence of a mode of prayer, how to hold this mode of prayer without having any outward expression. Once we have this, we can go about our day and always be in prayer. They invite us first to relax in a quiet place, if that's possible. However, some of our prayers are best suited in some of the least relaxing situations available to us. And what we know now is that prayer can actually occur anywhere. The key is to shift our attention from our thinking processes, from our mind, into our heart area. And one of the best ways to do this is simply to touch our physical bodies in the area of our heart with our index finger or two fingers and simply touch the center of our chest. And that touch quickly moves our attention and draws our awareness down into the heart. And to remember what for us is a feeling, this is not a thought process, to remember a feeling of appreciation, something that we have appreciated in our lives at some time in the past. And this is a very direct experience because I know it's different for everyone. Sometimes when young children, specifically children who are coming from troubled backgrounds, are asked to do this, they cannot think of anything that they appreciate. And the way that the researchers have found a way in to touch this place deep inside of these children is to ask them to remember some time that they loved something, anything. Maybe they loved a newborn chick that they held in their hands, or a puppy. They loved being with their family at some point. If they can remember something that they loved, that is the opening that allows them into this place of appreciation. And once they're there, then there's a cascading effect. It opens the door to greater and greater possibilities. Then to gently radiate that feeling from their bodies, as if the breath of life were coming from the heart itself, rather than through our nostrils and our mouth. Feeling the breath of that appreciation moving from our hearts. And as we do this, what we're doing, the people at HeartMath are calling this heart lock-in technique. The Essenes called it loving ourselves in this way. As we're going through this process, if extraneous thoughts happen to come in, that's fine. That's part of the process. Gently go back into the heart. Maybe touch the heart one more time. When we do this, what we have done is set up a field effect within our hearts, and it's this feeling that sends the optimal signal from our heart to our brain, that sends life-affirming chemistry from our brain into our bodies. And now researchers say that effect is extending beyond our bodies into the world around us. The best word of all of the words that the researchers have found to trigger the memory of what this feeling is in our lives is simply the word appreciation, or sometimes gratitude. Appreciation or gratitude. One of the very interesting experiments that was done to digitally measure and validate this relationship was done between a young boy and his dog at the research institute. And what happened was, through some very sophisticated equipment, the dog was wired up to a computer so that we could see her HRV, heart rate variability, over a period of moments. In every moment of our lives, our heart speeds up or slows down, and it's always working to offset the other action in response to the movements, the choices, the speech that we make in our lives. When we lift a finger, when we chew our food, when we turn our head from side to side, that all affects HRV, or heart rate variability. Well, one of the things that the scientists discovered is that heart rate variability is directly correlated to the quality of this feeling in our body. So if we can measure HRV, then we have a very good window into what this feeling is saying to us in our body. So this is why this little experiment between a boy and his dog works so well. So a little place was shaved on the tummy of the dog so that he could wear this little band, and the boy had a little band on his finger so that he could be measured as well. And here's what happened. If you can visualize this graph in your mind, is two parallel lines, the upper one being the dog, the lower one being the boy. Before they see each other, before they come into the room with one another, both of them have very random signals. Their peaks, their valleys, sharp mountainous peaks, sharp mountainous valleys. They don't appear to have any relationship to one another as we move from left to right across this imaginary page in our minds. However, the moment that the boy walks into the room where the dog is, something very magical begins to happen. Immediately, the two signals begin to synchronize with one another. They begin to match up. When there's a peak in the dog's heart rate, there's a peak in the boy's. When there's a valley in the dog's, there's a valley in the boy's. And the signals begin to align themselves. They're very even. They have smooth tops, smooth bottoms. They are becoming entrained with one another. And I believe we do this in our relationships. We do this with lovers. There are studies showing that when we sleep with a partner at night, that our hearts and our breathing synchronize in this way. We entrain one another because we are in tune and we touch one another in ways we're just beginning to understand. Well, the entrainment between this boy and his dog remains until the moment the boy gets up to leave the room. And as he stands up preparing to leave, of course, his heart rate changes. What's interesting is that immediately the dog's heart rate begins to go into these wild swings because the dog doesn't want his friend to leave the room. This is a very simple little illustration of how this quality of feeling works between us. And we do this all the time. You can feel this in a corporate boardroom. You can feel this at a family meal in the routines of the evenings or in family meals at special occasions where you haven't seen people for a long time, people that you love and hold dear.